A federal judge in Tucson ruled yesterday that the Mexican government can move forward with a lawsuit that accuses five Arizona gun dealers of participating in the trafficking of weapons and ammo to drug cartels across the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. District Judge Rosemary Marquez rejected arguments that a U.S. law that provides the firearms industry with some pretty broad protections from lawsuits when it comes to their products being misused precluded Mexico's claims against the gun dealers. And those dealers, Diamondback Shooting Sports, S&G Tactical, and Lone Prairie in Tucson, Sprague's Sports in Yuma, and Ammo AZ, which is located on Deer Valley Road here in Phoenix, have argued that that Federal Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, the PLCAA, shielded them from that lawsuit that Mexico filed in 2022. But Marquez, the judge, said Mexico made some plausible claims that are exempt from the PLCAA protection, including that the five companies violated various U.S. firearm-related laws, causing harm to a foreign nation. And Mexico alleges that the gun dealers facilitated the trafficking of military-style weapons like the AR-15 and ammo to cartels through reckless and unlawful practices, including firearm sales to straw purchasers. These are people who buy guns with the thought of turning them around and selling or giving them to someone who doesn't have a legal right to buy a gun. And I guess one of those groups of people would be Mexican drug cartel members, because A, they're not U.S. citizens, and B, they're criminals, right? But a U.S. appeals court back in January revived the lawsuit against manufacturers, including Smith & Wesson Brands and Strom, Ruger & Company. This was when Mexico sued the Arizona dealers after a federal judge in Boston dismissed a $10 billion lawsuit in 2021 seeking to hold those gun manufacturers responsible for facilitating weapons trafficking across the U.S.-Mexico border. Of course, if you have lived in Arizona for a while and paid any attention to the news, you'll remember that back in 2010, a gun walking operation known as Fast and Furious, this very thing was done by the Arizona U.S. Attorney's Office and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. That's when, in 2010, when Fast and Furious came to light, it was a series of sting operations that were run between 2006 and 2011 here in Arizona. ATF agents telling licensed firearms dealers in and around Tucson and Phoenix to sell weapons intentionally to illegal straw buyers, hoping to track the guns to Mexican drug cartels, their leaders, and arrest them. But none of the targeted high-level cartel figures were ever arrested. The guns that were supposed to be tracked did not have the best of technology. GPS units that were put in had a battery life that was only a few days, and the GPS weapon tracker signal was routinely lost in car trunks. And it just became a huge scandal, especially when it came to light because guns tracked by the ATF had been found at crime scenes on both sides of the Mexico-U.S. border, including being used to murder United States Border Patrol agent Brian Terry in December of 2010. It was a huge deal, a big mistake on the part of the federal government and law enforcement trying to prove that there were a lot of guns flowing from America into Mexico. And I'm not saying that that doesn't happen, but, you know, when you're the one who, you know, are creating the problem in a lot of ways, it's awful because the former Mexican attorney general said that firearms from Fast and Furious have been found at numerous crime scenes in Mexico where at least 150 Mexican civilians were maimed or killed. All right, we'll continue to follow this story of this federal judge in Tucson saying that the Mexican government can move forward with their lawsuit against five Arizona gun dealers for participating in what they claim is trafficking of weapons across the U.S.-Mexico border to hand them off to drug cartels.